Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Kieran O'Donnell, the minister with responsibility for the Office of Public Works, has demanded an immediate review around the construction of a new bike shelter at Leinster House, which has cost €335,000. We'd like to get your take on this. I was at a meeting in my local area. I won't even go into the details, but there are changes proposed to the transport links into town. And something that was said a couple of times among people anecdotally was, isn't this so typically Irish? And it's something that's been said about the bike shed as well. Sure, isn't that the way we do things in Ireland? And I don't think we should really accept that as a level. I'm going to bring in our first guest, Green Party TD and member of the Public Accounts Committee, Mark O'Cossig, who is with me. Mark, do you feel this is money well spent?
No, absolutely not, Claire. I'm raging about it. I think it plays into the worst type of stereotypes that we have about Irish politics and Irish politicians, where, you know, we lavish out money on things that are for our politicians, and meanwhile we can't get basic services in parts of the economy that we need. Now, to give context, I'm a member of the old party Rock the Cyclist group that way back in 2020, we made a fairly simple request. We wanted covered bike parking. And that's not even really for the TDs who and the senators who use it, but there's several thousand people who work in the Leinster House complex. And it's not too big an ask to say, well, if, you know, if somebody cycled to work, would it be OK if there was a roof on their bike shelter so that their bike is not drenched when they come back? But now it's morphed into this enormous white elephant where, you know, €335,000 spent on it. Out of interest, I went on DAF this morning. You can buy a four-bedroom semi-detached in Collins Avenue in Waterford, which is a really nice part of Waterford, for €335,000. Now, there's nobody who can convince me that the bike shelter that we see on the grounds of Leinster House is worth that kind of money. And so I think there's serious questions to be asked around value for money for the taxpayer. And I absolutely empathise with that frustration that you've heard, where people are saying, look, is this what it takes in Ireland to deliver really one of the most basic types of infrastructure that you could imagine? And I feel especially cross as, I suppose, a Green Party representative and somebody who wants to make, you know, cycling to and from work more common, you know, and just an everyday part of people's life, where that whole agenda really gets undermined by things like this. I mean, delivering something as basic as a bike shelter, or be it lockup for, you know, when you're cycling to work or showers at work, this should be really cost effective. They should be simple measures to put in place. And it certainly shouldn't morph into this kind of spending.
And Mark, to dial down, if we can, for a minute into the costing, there's a huge amount gone on VAT. I mean, I suppose that's acceptable. But 284,000 of the total amount was spent on the shelter's construction. 2,952 on archaeological services. As I say, the VAT was over 38,000 and 10,816 was spent on admin services. One of the justifications given was that it's in a historic setting of our national parliament. Do you think that explains any of the costs?
Well, I can tell you, and I suppose this is wearing my hat as a member of the Public Accounts Committee, Claire. One of my real frustrations here is I can't dig down into the costs, because we have this single line which covers the vast majority of it. Once you have the VAT factored in, 322,000 and change goes into the construction and installation. Now, I can't see a tender document for that, because it happens under this Part 9 application process, which is slightly different, and there's a framework agreement in place. But what I have done this morning is I've written to the Secretariat of the Public Accounts Committee, and I've asked that we send for that framework agreement so that we can actually usefully dig down into that enormous sum of money, because it's not enough to just give us simply one line to say construction and installation costs. If we're paying that much money for construction and installation, I want to know exactly what was included in that. I want to see the breakdown, and I really want to see whether we're getting value for money for it, because I find it very hard to conceive that, and taking into account all the facts that, you know, we have protected structures here, there's archaeological interests, all of those things, I still can't see how the work that has been done to basically install 18 bike stands with a roof on it, how that can amount to over 320,000.
So, and can I ask you, do you believe
we need that level of detail?
Do you agree, though, with Kieran O'Donnell? Yes, we need more detail. But do we need a review? Is that not just going to cost more money?
Well, if we're having a review, then it shouldn't be an internal review. It shouldn't be a case of the OPW getting to comment on its own spending. We have a public accounts committee now. I don't think that a public accounts committee needs to jump on every single controversy that comes for a full public hearing. But certainly as a member of the public accounts committee, I would like to be able to read that line by line detail. I know in response to Ken Fox's FOI, some of that was held back and they cited security concerns. Fine, if there's security concerns involved in it, members of the public accounts committee have done this before. We can read these documents in camera. They don't need to be published more widely than that. And if all of the members of the public accounts committee went into a room, saw the line by line detail and were satisfied that what we're talking about here is real value for money, fine. Then we've done the job on behalf of the taxpayer.
Okay, well, keep fighting
but
the
really,
good fight for us, please,
detail,
Mark. That's Mark O'Cahasig, Green Party TD and member of the Public Accounts Committee. Like to get your thoughts. The text line is on fire. 335,000 plus for a bicycle shed shows no corporate governance or value for money system in place in the OPW. Who signed off on the bike shed, says another. Our civil servants and politicians have no value on money. Look at the children's hospital. I don't even want to look at the children's hospital, but we absolutely have to. Adam is on the line. Adam, what are your thoughts on the bike shed?
Hi, thanks for having me on. My thoughts would be that we've been ripped off and we need greater accountability as to why we were ripped off. I work in a company that installs safe and large letterbox installations for buildings, and we've actually worked with the OPW. We always have to provide cost breakdowns, what everything costs. So I don't understand why the OPW aren't able to provide this quickly. I don't see why there has to be a big review into it. It should be a very simple two-hand thing they can answer.
And do you feel that this is a sort of an Irish way of doing things? Does it play into that, particularly with politics at the moment, that people are crying out for basic services and yet money like this is being spent?
Yeah, I do think we have a history of doing this that has to change. We look at RTE spending, we look at the OPW spending, other government bodies just spending very high amounts of money with seemingly no oversight, and nothing seems to happen until there's a big scandal about it. Shouldn't there be operations put in place to kind of catch this before it goes ahead? Like, who approved this spending on a bike shed at over €18,000 per bike?
Yeah, I mean, when you put it that way. Adam, thanks for coming on. And obviously, 335,000 isn't going to fix the housing crisis, but it's the message that it sends out about the mentality around government spend. George is on the line in Cork. George, what do you make of this?
Hey, Claire. Now, Claire, it's along the same lines with what you just said, the 335,000 for the ministerial bike fleet. I mean, we're approaching record numbers of homeless. On top of that, you know, a cover for bicycle. That's very nice. But over here in rural Ireland, I live in Skibbereen, there's no shelter over the bus stops. You have the elderly, the sick, and all the other people waiting for buses, sitting outside in the pouring rain and the wind, waiting for the bus. While you get into Leinster House, you want to have a little bicycle parked, you know, in a nice little rain-protected area. You know, I understand about 335,000. You know, it's lunacy. I know a couple of people here in Skibbereen that whip you up a shed in you know, a few hundred euros. 335,000. Lunacy.
George, you're not alone in your thoughts. I have a texter who says, I'm livid over this. I work in construction. We are held to account and have to trawl through red tape every day. Where is the e-tender for this bike shelter? This is not a listed structure. This is a bog standard bike shelter that my company could have supplied and installed for around 20,000. I have contacted all the TDs in my area and asked for parliamentary questions to be sent in to get the right info. It is a disgrace. Well, I have Robin on the line now from Headwind.com, a bicycle infrastructure and storage company. Robin, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. I tell you, this morning I didn't think I'd be on the radio talking about bike sheds, but here we are, they're having a moment.
They really are having a moment. That texture there says in and around 20 grand would have sufficed. Do you accept that the OPW say that it's down to the materials used, Irish granite, glass and steel, carefully selected, not only for their durability, but also for their compatibility with the historic setting of our national parliament? Could that have ramped up the costs from 20k to 335,000?
Well, I suppose anything's possible. You know, at Headwind, we install these things every other day. Bike shelters, e-bike chargers, all this type of stuff. But it's really priced on a sliding scale, but not to the extent maybe that we're seeing here from the 330k perspective. You know, it's a steel structure with plexiglass, and you can customize a little bit here and there. But ultimately, you're probably looking at for about 36 bikes, maybe 35k ink fast with some change.
And could you have made it so that it would blend in with our historical building? Would your plexiglass have been up to the job to stand beside this national parliament?
Certainly. You know, I think there's premium products out there and we supply them. We do everything custom made, designing, graphics, and sort of to be kind to the areas in which they're installed. So, you know, it certainly...